The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sukkah has been dedicated by Celia and Isaac Jamal, Hashem Alehem Yehyu Amen, for the Hatzlecha of their dear children. May they see much nachat from all of them. May they all grow up and get married in the right time and have children healthily, happily, with beracha v'atzlacha. And may they see descendants and descendants of their descendants. Ad bi'ad goel sedek. Amen. The Masechet has also been dedicated La'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Again by Celia and Isaac Jamal. To school the mitzvot.
Today's daf is being dedicated by our dear friends from Aventura, Florida, Mr. Roger and Raquel Baghdadi. Hashem Alehem Yehyu. Amen. Daf Lamed He. Today's daf is being studied the Ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Ilu Nishmat Meruhemet Sheneftel Bekitzur Yamin Veshanim Mazal Bat Frida. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shelema Hacham Obadia Yosef Ben Gurjia Enna Refanalo Betoch She'ar Cholei Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed He Amud Rishon, beginning the subject of the laws of Etrog. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Peri Eitz Hadar. It says in the Torah when it's referring to the Etrog, Peri, a fruit, Eitz, of wood, from a tree. Hadar, that is beautiful. So the Gemara says, Eitz, Sheta'am, Eitzo, Uperio, Shaveh. The fact that it says Peri Eitz, so the Gemara makes a derasha that it's a type of fruit that the tree, the wood, the bark of the tree, and the fruit itself have the same taste. Have omer ze etrog, and that must be an etrog, because that's one of the only fruits that the bark and the fruit itself have the same taste. Rashi says, "Piri aetz sha'aetz kepri," that the aetz like the piri betaam shaveh. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'ema pilpilin," who says that it's an etrog? Maybe it's a pepper. The peppers that we're talking about over here, they have a picture in the books, Kuf Mem Zayin. It's like those long jalapeno peppers, it looks like. Not the big, round ones. So those the long, skinny ones. That's the way they have it over there. Others, however, want to say it's actually referring to the black pepper, like the peppercorns that they use for the spice. That would make more mashma'ut in the Gemara coming up. Like those black peppercorns that they use to make black pepper. In any event, the Gemara says, Ve'ema pilpilin, kedetanya, like we have a braita, Hayar bimi'ir omer, mimashma sh'ne'emar, it says in the Pasuk, Unta'atem kol etz. The Pasuk over there is talking about the laws of Orla, the first 3 years of a tree. So the full Pasuk says, Unta'atem, you're going to plant kol etz ma'achal. Every tree of food. Then the pasuk continues, "Va'araltem orlato et priyo, shalosh shenim yu lachem arelim lo yachel." So the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, "Unta'atem kol etz, enu yodea shu etz ma'achal." Don't I know, obviously, if we're talking about the laws of Orla, we must be talking about a fruit tree. Because don't know, those are the trees that are subject to Orla. "Matamud lomar etz ma'achal." Why does the pasuk have to say, in it when it says untatim kol etz ma'achal, the word ma'achal is extra? We know we're talking about a fruit tree. The pasuk just could have said untatim kol etz. What is the word ma'achal coming to do? So that she says uchtiv besofed lo ye'achel, right? The Torah says for the first 3 years you cannot eat. Don't I know the pasuk is talking about etz ma'achal? So the Gemara, you know why it says untatim kol etz ma'achal? We're talking about a tree that its tree and its fruit are the same taste. Have omer, and what they're referring to? Pilpilin. That's referring to the pepper. It also has the same taste as its tree. Lelamidcha, to teach you two things. Pilpilin hayavim be'orla. Number one, pilpilin are considered hayavim be'orla. I mean, the first 3 years you have to treat them bi'isud, because as she said, you might have thought that since they grow on a small tree, that you treat them like a vegetable. Vegetables are not subject to Orla, only perot. So the hadus of the pasuk is no, that even the pilpilin, that's etz, and the peri is shaveh, and the taste is still hayav in Orla. The en eretz Yisrael hasera klum. And you have to know also that eretz is not missing anything. It even has pepper. Shene'emar lo tihsar kol ba. The pasuk says it does not lack anything. Rashi says belamidcha hay etz ma'achal da'afilu pilpilim bechlal. That when the Torah refers to the trees of Israel, the fruit trees, it's even referring to pilpilim to show you that Israel has every spice. But what do you see from over here? Who told you that it's the etrog when it says pri etz hadar? Maybe it's referring to the pilpilim. It also has tam etzo pri yosheve. Hata mishum de lo efshar. You have no choice. How can you tell me that you're going to take for a pini etz hadar a pepper? Heki na'bid. What is he going to do? Ninkot hada. What do you tell him? To take one little pepper? Lo minkera likihata. It's not going to be recognizable or noticeable. He's taking a little pepper. Ninkot tre. What are you going to tell the guy? So take two of them. Can't do that. Otlata or three. Well, the Torah says peri ehad amar rahmana velo shenai mushlosha. Right, the Torah says pini etz hadar. We learned on yesterday's daf that's only about one, so you can't take two or three. Ve'lo shnayim u'shusha perot hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, must be referring to the etrog. So we negated the pilpilin. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, al tekre hadar. Don't read the word pini etz hadar as beautiful. Ela hadir. Hadir is a pen, like a corral where they have the animals. Madir, just like in a deer in a corral. Yesh bo gidolim uktanim. You have all types of animals. You have big animals, you have small animals. Timimim, you have full, complete animals, unblemished. Ubalim umin, you have blemished animals. Hachana mesotu ba the etrog tree. Yesh bo gidolim uktanim. Simultaneously, you have big etrogim, big fruit on the tree, as well as small fruit. Timimim, complete, unblemished fruit. Ubaaleh mumin. So they're assuming that this is unique by an etrog tree. So the Gemara says, why? Atush ar perot netmu gedolim uktanim tamim ubaaleh mumin. What do you mean? Every species of fruit, you have big fruit, you have small fruit, you have unblemished, you have blemished. So the Gemara says, elah hachi kamar. Ad shebain ketanin, while the small ones are starting to sprout, adayin gedolim kayamim. The big ones are still around, which is the etrog tree is unique in the sense that the fruit stay on the tree for a long time, for 2 or 3 years. And therefore, when the smaller etrogim are sprouting out, the big ones are still there. In our picture books we have, in picture number Kuf Mem He, you see the bigger etrog, and on top of it you have smaller etrogim, you know, sprouting out from on top, which is there on the tree simultaneously. So hadar is like a deer. It's just like in a pen. You have big animals simultaneously with small animals. So it's the type of tree that has the big etrogim with the small etrogim. That's only referring to an etrog tree. Now we go to another interpretation of the word hadar. Rabbi Abu Amar, al tekle hadar, ela davar shedar beilano mishana lishana. She's put a dagesh in the dalet. Hadar, the type of tree that dwells, the fruit dwells in from year to year. Now, I mean, there's really no machloket between what Rabbi Abu said and the last opinion. The last opinion, which was Rabbi. Both are agreeing that the point of the pasuk of hadar is to teach me that it stays on the tree for a long time. It's just that the mahlokit is, do you learn the word hadar coming from the word dir, or do you learn hadar? But the end result is the same. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai is a different interpretation. Al tekre hadar ela, meaning the masor tashas, hadur. Okay? What does the word hadur mean over here? Sheken bilshon yevani, in Greek, korim lamayim, they refer to water as hidur. So that was peri etz, like hidur, the fruit that grows by the water. The ezri shegadal kol mayim, which tree grows by the water? Havi omer ze etrog. This is referring to the etrog. So therefore we have different interpretations of how to learn the word hadar. Let's just read the Rashi's over here. Let's start with ninkot hadar, fifth line. Maybe if it's a peppercorn, you'll tell me we'll take one. Gara'in ehad, lo min kera likihata, metoch kutnar, because it's so small. Hadir, pri etz shedome ilano ledir shilson. The type of fruit that's similar to corral of sheep. Atu kulu ilane let peperot gidlimu ktanim. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The etrog is the only type of species that has big fruit and small fruit. Valo kol tepoche ilan, ehad inan shavot, which means all type of apple trees. They're not the same size of fruit. Hachi kamar, hachi ba'im ketim kelomar. Hai gidlimu Gadolim Uktanim, Lav Shel Shana Achat Kama. We're not talking about in 1 year you have big and small animals. Ela Gedolim Shel Ishtakad. You have the big fruit from last year. Ishtakad means last year. Uktanim Shel Shana Zu. While you still have the new fruit of this year. Shayetrog Dar Vegadel Beilano Shtaim Veshalosh Shanim. Grows in the tree 2 or 3 years. Ushbein Vechontit Shel Achshav. When you're coming to harvest this year's crop, adayin gedolim tishtakad kayamim bo. You still have last year's crop on the tree. Hadar v'hihi d'Rabbi, which means the second opinion of Rabbi Abu is the same opinion as Rabbi Ela b'mashma'uta peligi. It's just that the argument, the mashmaut of the pasuk, more darish le lashon dir, umor darish le lashon dira. Okay, dwelling. Okay, now we go further in the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and says, Shel Ashera veShel Iranidahat Pasul. So what do we say? We said that a netrog from an Ashera, that's a tree that they worship Avodah Zarah, or Iranidahat, the city that the inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah, Pasul. My Ta'ama, what's the reason? Kevan l'Srefa Ka'e, since it's destined to be burnt, it has to be burnt. Chatute Mechtat Shi'ura, it's considered as if it is burnt now, and therefore it's lacking a shi'ur. But we learned in the Mishnah, the Torah has to have a certain shi'ur, a kabetza, ka'egos, whatever the opinion is. But once it's already, it's destined to be burnt, because it's burnt, therefore it lacks the proper shi'ur. Comes the Gemara and says, Veshel Orla Pasul, the Torah of Orla. What is Orla? Orla is the first 3 years of a fruit tree. So it's asur to benefit, to eat, let's say, from those fruit. So if you have an etrog from the orla, it's pasul. My tama, what's the reason why you tell me it's pasul for an etrog? Pedigi bar b'chaya bar abin b'rab aset. Machloket. Had amar lefi she'en ba eter achila. One rabbi wants to say, because bottom line, you can't eat it. And since you can't eat it, the Torah tells you that the etrog has to be lachim. Right? Ukahtem lachim. Now, part of the lachim is you can do whatever you want with it. Now, if you can't eat it, so it's lacking in lachim. You have a certain restriction on the benefits that you can have from it. So therefore, the reason why they're saying in etrog of orla is pasul for the mitzvah is because you cannot eat it. V'had amar lefi she'en ba din mamon, because it does not have monetary value, which means you cannot use it, you cannot sell it, there's no monetary value for you. It's asur bana. So it's either asur achila, or it does not, it's not sheve pirutati, it doesn't have a value of even a piruta. Why? Because asur bana. So the Gemara says, kasal kadate. At this point the Gemara is thinking, man de ba'e heter achila, according to the first opinion that says, for the etrog to be good, it has to be edible, lo ba'e din mamon. But it doesn't need it to have monetary value. Uman deba'ed din mamon, according to the opinion that says it needs a monetary value, lo ba'ayeter achila. Now, what would be the difference, nafkamin? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, I'ava beheter achila. Give me a case, let's say I'ava heter achila, kegon, ma'asir sheni birushalayim. Ma'asir sheni is the tithe that you take in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah, you take it to Yerushalayim. Now, ma'asir sheni birushalayim, you're allowed to eat it. It's mutar ba'achila. However, she says, lo ba'ed din mamon. But there's no monetary value. Da'afa pi she'en mamon. It's not your money. So according to the opinion that says, all you need is a din achila, so ma'asir sheni etrogim would be kosher. Because if it has a din achila, you can eat it in Yerushalayim, even though you're not allowed to benefit from it besides eating. I mean, you can, that doesn't have a monetary value. You can't sell it. You can't use it for other things but eating. However, because according to Rabbi Meir, Ma'asishni really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's property. It's not considered private property. For example, a person cannot marry his wife using a Ma'asishni, because it's not considered your money. The money has to be the husband's, right? Kashel, that's it, po. So according to this opinion of Achila, it would be kashet to use Ma'asir Sheni of in Yerushalayim. Because again, it has Heter Achila, even though it doesn't have Heter Mamon. Now we go the other way. Uman de ba'ed din mamon. According to the opinion that says, Rashi, according to the opinion that says you need monetary value, lo ba'ed Heter Achila. Umakshir etrog shel tebel. Let's take an etrog where they didn't give the terumot and ma'asrot from them yet. So this is isur achila, you can't eat tevil. However, she'asur b'achila mutar b'ana, but you have to have b'ana'a from tevil. So therefore it doesn't have a monetary value. So the Gemara thought to say that each opinion is to the exclusion of the other opinion. The one that says heter achila, it only goes with achila, it doesn't go with mamon. Therefore ma'asir sheni birushalayim, according to him, would be kasher for an etrog. According to the other opinion that says you go with mamon, you go with mamon and not achila. So therefore tevil, according to that opinion, would be okay. Because you have heter mamon, but you don't have a din of Achila. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah. Shel teruma teme'a. Right? We said, if you have, let's say, an etrog from teruma, right? That belongs to the Kohen. But the teruma became teme'a. So the Mishnah said, pasul. It is pasul. So the Gemara analyzes. Pishtama lemandama lefish em ba'etir achila shapir. Right? According to the opinion that says, because it's not edible, well, teruma teme'a is not edible. So therefore we understand why the etrog is not going to be kasher. Again, since the Torah says lachem, so once already it's lacking in the lachem because it's not edible, so we understand. But according to the opinion that says because it doesn't have a monetary value, what do you mean? Amai, harem masika tahat tafshilo. The Kohen is allowed to use terumat tema as fuel. He's allowed to use it as fuel to cook his food. So therefore, how could you tell me Mishnah's pasul? It has a din of mamon. So therefore the Gemara says, Ela beter achila kule amalo peligi debainan. Everybody holds you need heter achila. Which means for an etrog to be valid, it's gotta be edible. That's not the machloket. Ki peligi bedin mamon. The machloket is if you also need monetary value. Right. Mor sabar heter achila bainan, din mamon, no bainan. The first opinion says, no, you only need heter achila, but you don't need din mamon. Or mor sabar din mamon, name bainan. So that's the machlok of it. You need two items or just one? Now what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, my benayu, ika benayu ma'asir sheni shem Yerushalayim. Ma'asir sheni in Yerushalayim, alibad Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir is the opinion that says that Ma'asir Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoa. So let's analyze. The man that Malifishi end by Ter Achila, according to the opinion that says that the trog of Orla is Pasul because it's not edible, well, Ma'asir Sheni, Hare Yesh by Ter Achila. But Ma'asir Sheni Birushlam has a din of Achila. The man that Malifishi end by Din Mamon, but according to the opinion that says it doesn't have a monetary value, and you cannot have Hana'a from it, well, Ma'asir Sheni, Mamon Gavoa. Well, indeed, according to Rabbi Meir, it's Mamon Gavoa, and therefore it will also not be good, because while you have Din Achila, you don't have Din Mamon. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Comes Gemara just to stay. Let us conclude that Rabbi Aseh, the Amar Lefi She'en Ba Din Mamon. Now, we don't know which opinion said what. We just know one rabbi said Achila, and one rabbi said Mamon. So we want to say now, let us prove that it was indeed Rabbi Aseh, the one that held that you need Din Mamon. Why? The Amar of Aseh, because of Aseh said, Etrog shel Ma'aser Sheni, right? And Etrog of Ma'aser Sheni, Lidever Rabbi Meir, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir that says that it's considered Mamon Gavoa, En Adam Yotze Bo Yedei Chovato B'Yom Tov. Right? You cannot be Yotze Yedei Chovato. Why? Because it doesn't have Din Mamon, even though it has Din Achila, but since it doesn't have Din Mamon, so therefore it's not good. V'achamim, ledevrei hachamim, Adam yotzei bo yedei chovato biyom tov. But according to hachamim, they hold that Ma'aser Sheni is not considered Mamon Gavoa. They consider Ma'aser Sheni is considered Mamon Hedyot. Therefore you have two items. You have Mamon and you have Achila. And who's making the statement? This is the opinion of Rabbi Aseh. So the Gemara says, this tayim, conclusive, that it is indeed Rabbi Aseh, the one that said that if I etrog, you need a Din of Mamon plus a Din of Achila. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amarav Gufa. We learned above. Amarav Aseh Etrog Shemaser Sheni. Etrog Shemaser Sheni. Ledevrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir that says, it's Mamon Gavoa. En Adam Yotzei Bo Yedei Chovato Biyom Tov. Ledevrei Hakamim. According to the opinion of the Hakamim, Adam Yotzei Bo Yedei Chovato Biyom Tov. That's the first case. That's just repeating. Now we go to the next case. Masa Shel Maser Sheni. Let's say Pesach. You made masa from wheat of Ma'aser Sheni. Ledevrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir that says that what? That Ma'aser Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoa. En Adam Yotzei Ba Yedei Chovato Ba Pesach. You're not going to be Yotzei. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. What do you mean? I understand you want to tell me Etrog. It says Lachem. But by Matzah, it doesn't say Masatchem. It doesn't say the Matzah has to be yours. So therefore, why should the Bibi'ir Oser Matzah just because it's Mamon Gavoa? The Gemara will ask that question. But the Dere Hachamim, according to the Hachamim, Adam Yotzei Ba Yedei Chovato Ba Pesach. Good. Now we get to the third case. Isa Shel Ma'aser Sheni. Dough of Ma'aser Sheni. The Derevei Rabbi Meir, Petura Min Hala. According to Rabbi Meir, it's exempt from the obligation of Hala. Why? Because by Hala, the Torah says, Reshit Arisotechim. It's got to be your dough. Ma'aser Sheni belongs to Gavoa. Good, so therefore you don't have to take the Hala. Now, Rashi says, V'afagav di'ika etir achila. Now, just the bottom, Rashi, two lines on the bottom. V'afagav di'ika etir achila. Even though you're allowed to eat, let's say, this dough, Kevan delet ben din sha'ar mamon lav dideu. But bottom line, since it doesn't have a other dinim of mamon, then you can't use it to make a kadeshin isha this dough, because bottom line, it's maaseh sheni. So in order to be arisotechem, according to, it's got to be totally yours. Good. The hachamim hayevet b'chala. But according to hachamim hayevet b'chala. Good. So we have three cases. We have the case of etrog, we have the case of masa, and we have the case of the hala, the dough. Right? And bottom line, it's the same machloket, all three cases. The Bibi'ir will say no good, meaning the etrog is no good, the matzah is no good, and the halah, you're not hayav in hala. Okay? Whereas Hakamim argue in all the cases. Matkif, lada papa, pishta ma'isa, I understand why the dough, according to the Bibi'ir, ketiv, reshit, arisotechem. Good, it's got to be yours. And since you're telling me that Ma'asir Shni is considered Mamon Gavoa, good, so it's not yours. That's why you patur from Hala. Etrog Namek, Ketiv Lachem. Okay, Etrog also says, Ukahtem Lachem, Meshelachem. Ela Masa, Mi Ketiv Masatchem. Right, does it say by Masa, that has to be your Masa? It just says Tochlu Masot. So I don't care if it's Mamon Gavoa. Bottom line, if it's edible, Masishni is edible in Yerushalayim, so the Khara should be good. So Amar Abba Shemuel Betim Arav Yemar Bashelamya Atya Lechem Lechem. So he says we actually have a Gezerah Shava Lechem Lechem. Ketiva Ka, it says by Masa Lechem Oni. Right? The bread of affliction. Uktiva Tam, and it says by the case of Hala Vehaya Ba'acholchem Melechem Ha'aris Tarimu Tiruma Lashem. So it's referring, when it refers to the laws of halah, it calls it lechem. So the Gemara says, ma le'alan mishelachem, just like by halah, it's got to be mishelachem, because it says arisotechem, ve'lo mishel ma'aser, right? It cannot belong to ma'aser, it's got to be your dough, not ma'aser sheni. Afka mishelachem ve'lo mishel ma'aser. So basically, you're right, the masa is only learned from a gezerah shava lechem lechem. So the Gemara said, "Lema Messiah." Let us bring a proof to what we just said in this Braita regarding that the three items that are Machloket the Bimir Hakamim. Isa shel Maasir Sheni Petura min Ahala the Bimir VaHakamim Omrim Hayevet B'Hala. Okay, so you have a clear statement over here that says what that Isa. So the Gemara continues, Lema Messiah. Let us bring a Braita to support what we just said in the name of Rabbi Asa. Isa shel Maaser Sheni, by the Isa of Maaser Sheni, Petura Min Ahala, Devere Bimir, Kot Rabbi Meir, Vachamim Omrim, Hayevet Bahala. So the Gemara is, Lema Messiah. Let us bring a proof. He. It's exactly the same statement, which means it's word for word what we said above. So the Gemara says, no, Ela, what we're trying to do is like this. The reason why we're bringing a proof from this Braita, because this Braita only discussed one out of the three cases. It only discussed the case of Hala. So the Gemara says, Ela midbeha pelige. I'll say that since I see they're arguing by the case of Hala and the Braita, beha name pelige. So I'll say they also must be arguing in the other cases as well. Or Dilma, or maybe I'll say no. Shani Isa de amar kira arisotechem arisotechem trezne. Since by the case of Hala, it says the word Arisotechem, your dose, twice, so I'll say maybe that's why Davka Rabbi Meir said that by Hala, you don't have to give, you don't have to give Hala on the dough of Maaseh Sheni. Because it says Arisotechem twice. Which means, so I'll tell you what, it's not enough to have Heter Achila. You need to have Heter Mamon also. But maybe I'll say only by Ma'aser Sheni, because it says Arisotechem, Arisotechem. But maybe by the Etrog, where it only says the word Lachem, maybe I'll tell you, so long as it has Heter Achila, even though it doesn't have Heter Mamon, maybe the Bimir will agree that it's okay. So that's why we're saying Lema Misayel. Let us say maybe it's a proof, because the Braita only discussed Hala. So I can learn the Braita one of two ways. I could say Hala, one of the three cases, but who Adin? The other cases. If you can learn like that, then it's a proof. But I could argue and say, no, maybe the Braita was specific. It only brought the case of Hala, because it says Arisotechem twice. So Dafka by Hala, you can get away. You don't have to give Hala, because it has to be yours in all aspects. Ben La'achila, ben Mamon. And since there's no Din Mamon and Ma'aseh Sheni Kotei Bimir, it's Patur from Hala. But maybe by Etrog, it doesn't say Lachem twice, and you're allowed to eat it. Right, you just don't have a din mamon, so maybe I'll argue with you and tell you can use it. So that's why the Gemara says, Lema Messiah. Let us say, So it's not a conclusive proof. That's why the Braita is sending the lema. Let us prove it's not actually conclusive. Comes the Gemara and says, "Shel teruma teme'a pesula." Now we said, if the teruma, that's what you give to the kohen, if it became teme'a, you have a netrog. Okay, so the netrog became teme'a, but it was teruma. So the din is pesula. You cannot use it for etrog. So the Gemara says, "Deled beheter achila." Very easy, because bottom line, you can't eat it. According to everybody, you need to have heter achila. And since terumat teme'a is not edible, correct? The Kohen cannot eat it. So therefore it's obvious why the Kohen cannot use this etrog. Because no heter achila. V'shel terumat tehora lo yitol. Oh, but terumat tehora, which does have edibility, right? The Kohen can eat it. Still lo yitol. You shouldn't take it for your etrog. So the question is why? Pedigi ba, Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Aseh. One says because you're going to prepare it to become tameh. What does this mean? The Torah teaches us that we have to protect terumah from becoming tameh. The lashon of the pasuk is mishmeret terumotai. My terumot, you have to make a mishmeret. You have to protect them. Now, not only do you have to protect them from becoming tameh, but you have to protect them from becoming susceptible to tumah. Now, how does something become susceptible to tumah? It has to become mukshar. It has to become wet with one of the seven liquids, which incidentally one of them is water. Now, if you are going to allow you, let's say we're going to allow this kohen to use terumah, tehora as an etrog, what are we worried? Well, the custom was in the olden days, as it is now, that after one's finished with his lulav and hadas ta'araba, he places it back in the vase of water in order so it doesn't wilt. Now, what's going to happen? He's going to take out his lulav from the water. His etrog is going to be touching the lulav. Now the water is going to go on the etrog, and now it's going to become mukshar. And the Torah says you got to be careful when it comes to terumah, that you don't cause it to become closer to tumah. So the first logic of why they don't want you to use the terumah, teorah, even though it's edible, is because you're going to make it susceptible to the law of tum'ah. The hadamar, one rabbi says, no, mipenei shemafsida. No, you're going to cause the terumah to become deteriorated. You're going to cause it to become lost. What do you mean? The Torah says you're not allowed to destroy terumah, teorah. Right? Now what's going to happen? You have an etrog. Every time you hold the etrog, your hands are going to rub away some of the outer layer and skin of the etrog. So but we don't want you to handle it. Rashi says, klipata chitzona. The outer shell nim'esit b'mishmusha yadayim, by touching it, ve'asud lafsid terumah, you're not allowed to be mafsid terumah. So now the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons, mipnei shemachshidata or mipnei shemafsida, kegon shekara alei Hashem chutz miklipata chitzona, which means you called the name of terumah on this etrog for all the parts of the etrog except the outer shell. So therefore, the outer shell is not considered terumah. Therefore, the man damav pnei shemachshira ika. Well, if according to the opinion of machshir, you still have a problem because you are going to cause the water to go on the etrog and prepare it for tumah. The man damav pnei shemachshira leka. But according to the opinion of machshira leka, because the outer shell is not considered terumah. Okay, comes the Gemara continues. V'im natal keshera. But the Mishnah did say, b'diavad, if you took an etrog of terumah teora, Keshera yotze lema damar b'pnei she'en ba'eter achila. Right, it's quite the opinion that goes with achila. That's the main item. Hare yesh ba'eter achila. Bottom line, terumah teorah yesh ba'eter achila. Lema damar b'pnei she'en ba'din mamon. But quite the opinion that says din mamon, hare yesh ba'din mamon, which is terumah teorah has a din mamon. The Kohen himself can use it, let's say, to mekadesh a lady with. And furthermore, as she says, yesh ba'din mamon Kohen mekadesh ba'et ha'isha v'Yisrael nameh. Interesting, even in Yisrael, as she says, im natna lo ha'kohen, if the Kohen gave it to him as a gift, mekadesh ba'et ha'isha u'mokhra lo kohanim v'damim shelo, which means, and he just pays the kohanim the value of it. So you see what? That even Yisrael can benefit from this. So therefore you see what? That b'di'avad, if you ate terumah teorah, I mean if you used it as an etrog, you can be yotze. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, now, let's just read Rashi. Hare yesh ba'eter achila. Now we explained the eter achila that the Kohen can eat the Terumat Torah. But look at Rashi. Lekohen v'Yisrael lameh. Even Yisrael. Nafik ba im lakha mekohen. If let's say he took it from a kohen, ho'il v'yachol lehachilah leben bito kohen. Which means, if let's say he has a ben bito, his grandson, right, from his daughter, right? His daughter married a kohen. The guy's daughter, Yisrael's daughter, married a kohen. So ben bito kohen. Which means that's the Yisrael's daughter married a kohen. Okay, now that, her children are considered kohanim. Right, because the father's a kohen. So the Yisrael can give it, he can benefit, he has a monetary value, eating value, meaning, well, he can't eat it, but he can give it to his grandson. Which means if his grandson is a kohen, the Yisrael's able to give it to him. So that's what she says. If let's say he got it from a kohen, let's say a kohen gave him this etrog. Okay, you said Yosef on Sukkot. No problem. Right, Kohen? Which means there's no pidyon on Teruma. Yosef can never eat Teruma. Rashi goes out of his way. Over here, it seems there were some opinions that wanted to say this pidyon by Teruma. So Rashi says again, anybody that says that Yisrael can make pidyon, let him redeem the Kedusha of the Teruma and eat it, that guy, Rashi says, is a Rasha. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Veshel Demai. Now what is Demai? Demai is fruit that you bought from an Amaris. Now you don't know whether he took his ma'asrot or not. Right? Demai. You don't know what it is. So it comes now. The law is written that you're not allowed to eat demai. Who's allowed to eat demai? Only the aniim. Because when it comes to the aniim, we're lenient. But a regular person that's not an ani, he has to take ma'asir again before he's allowed to eat it. So now we're discussing a trog of demai. Now the Beit Hillel says it's okay. In the Mishnah we had a machlok Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel said you can use it. Beit Shammai says you can't. My tama the Beit Hillel. Kebadi ba'im mefkar lehud nechseh. Because every person has the ability to become an ani. He can make all his property hefker. Vahave ani ba'azila. And therefore everybody can become worthy to eat demai. So hashtanameh lachem karinameh. Therefore it's considered lachem. So therefore even though he's not an ani, since he has the ability to become an ani by making all his property hefker, so therefore it's edible. Right? Once you tell me it's edible, so therefore as long as it's edible it's considered lachem. Not only is edible, but it's considered your mamon. Therefore, no problem. That now we have a Mishnah. Ma'achilin et aniim demai. Everybody agrees you can feed the poor people demai. Vet achsanya demai. Well, achsanya means the guests. In the olden days, the armies used to go from city to city, and they used to stay by people's houses. That the king would, make a law that you have to host the army as it's traveling from town to give them food and stuff like that. So the guy who's an achsanya, who's traveling on the road, is considered an ani. Even though back home he might have a lot of money, but bottom line, since he's on the road, he's an ani. So you're allowed to feed the achsanya, the guest, right, who's traveling from town to town. You're allowed to feed him demai. Ubet Shammai ani lo achil demai. Wow, Beit Shammai says even a poor man cannot eat demai. Ditnan, because he says, "En ma'achilin ma'anim demai, betachsanya demai." Ve'amar avuna, tana, Beit Shammai omrim, "En ma'achilin ma'anim betachsanim demai." Ubeit Hillel omrim, "Ma'achilin ma'anim demai betachsanim demai." So because that's a machloket, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. So that's the explanation of our Mishnah. The our Mishnah that says machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. But Beit Hillel says every person can become an ani, therefore the demai is ra'uilo, therefore you can use it for an etrog. Where Beit Shammai says no, even aniim cannot eat demai. So therefore it's not your ra'ui. So even if you become an ani, still an ani is asur. So therefore that's why he says it's not your mamon. It's not yours. You cannot benefit from it. So therefore you're not allowed to
use it
for an etrog. Okay? Comes the Gemara and continues. Shel Maaser Sheni Shebirushalayim. Okay, so what do we say? We said in our Mishnah regarding Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Lechetayla lo yitol. I would say lechetayla you shouldn't take it, but if you took it, it's okay. So the Gemara's question is, what's the reason? Gemara says, Lemadam Avdeshem Machshira Hare Machshira. Right, according to the opinion that the concern is what? That you're worried about you're going to machshid it. So that's the problem, because you're going to machshid it. What's going to happen? You're going to get water on the ma'aseh sheni, you're going to make it susceptible for tumah. And according to the opinion of mafsida, you're going to be mafsid it. Why? Because if you're going to go with the outer shell and by touching it, so therefore you're going to cause it to become ruined. So therefore, the same reason why you can't use tirumah is the same reason why you can't use the chetahila ma'asir sheni birushalayim, either because you're going to make it susceptible to tum'ah or because you're going to be mafsidit. V'im natal keshera. Okay, now let's see why. Lema dabab desh'en ba'eter achila devre akol. Well, according to the opinion that says that the only time it's asur is if you don't have a heter achila, well, ma'asir sheni birushalayim, you have a heter achila. So according to everybody, it'll be fine. The man that amar lefi she'en ba'din mamon, but according to the opinion that goes with monetary, that you have to have a monetary value, ha'mani rabbanan, you have to say that the mishnah is going like the banan, because according to the mi'ir ma'asir sheni, you don't have monetary value. So therefore, our mishnah that said b'di'avad you can use ma'asir sheni as a netruk cannot be going like the mi'ir, because it's not considered nachem, because you don't have a monetary benefit from it. So our mishnah must be going like the hachamim that say ma'asir sheni does have monetary value, therefore it's okay. Alta hazazit. Okay, now we go back to the laws of the etrog. We said if, let's say, you have boils that surface on the etrog. Okay, so Gemara says Amar Efrazda Davar Ze, regarding this law of the boils, Rabbeinu Gadol, that's Rav Amaro. He discussed this law. Hamakom ye be'azro, and that God should be with him. Lo shanu ela b'mkom ehad. When did we say that if the majority of the etrog has the boils on them, the hazazid, that's only talking about it's all in one place. Right? It's all concentrated in one area. But if you have it scattered out, even if it's the majority, but it's scattered out in different places, kashir. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le, or Amar Rava, that's what's supposed to say. Amar Rava Adraba. On the contrary, b'shnayim u'shloshah mekomot havile kimnumar. On the contrary, it's spotted. And two or three places makes it worse. Upasul. Elai etmar. If you want to say the statement of Rav, asifa etmar. Say it like this. Al mi'uto kasher. That which the Mishnah said that if you have hazazit on the minority of the etrog is kasher. And on that, Rav Azda said, Amar Rav Azda. Davar zeh labinu agadol amaro, v'makom yiyeh be'azro. Lo shena ela b'mkom echad. Aber bishtayim u'shoshah mekomot havi lekimnumar u'pasul, which is comes out according to this, like Azda was saying in the Humrah, that even when we say minority is kasher, that's only if it's in concentrated in one spot, the boils. But if you have spots in different places, even though it's the minority of the etrog, pasul. Why? Minumar, because it's spotted. What's the psul in spotted? It's not hadar. Okay, let's read Rashi. Rashi says, right, okay, Rashi's good. We're up to Rashi. We caught up. So comes the Gemara and concludes, and the Gemara says, "Amar Ava." Okay, fine. Amar Ava, right? The al hotamo, the afilu b'mashehu name pasul on the hotam of the etrog. Even a mashihu is pasul. Till now we're talking about the regular part of the etrog, but on the chotam area, which we'll see what that is, literally chotam means the nose of the etrog, even a mashihu is pasul. What is chotam? Rashi. Chotamo, be'ovi govho, shemeshapeya misham v'yored lesad rosho. That would be go to the widest part of the etrog, right? And from where it starts to narrow as it goes up to the piton, from that area, from the widest part as it goes up and narrows, that's the most sensitive part of the etrog, according to Rashi. Even a mashu, even one hazazit, even one boil in that spot, already you have a problem. And incidentally, that's why the halakha discusses even not only boils, but black spots or brown spots in that area of the etrog, that's a problem. Which is even a mashu, because that's the ikar of the etrog, that's where the hidur is in the etrog. Now, it should be noted that there's actually a few opinions on how to learn chotamo. So I'm in my picture book here on that page, kuf nun bet. So that she is the aleph here. You go to the widest part of the etrog, right? And you go upward. That's where the etrog starts to narrow. That's the area of the chotam. You have the opinion of the rosh, The Rosh is Bet. That's the actual Shipua, the actual curve, the area of the incline of the Etrog. Okay, it's a little smaller area, right? You're not starting from the widest part up, you're just going to the area that's inclined on the top of the Etrog, right, from the under the Pitom, even at one drop. Then you have the third opinion, which is the Ritba. The Ritba is right under the Pitom, which means the spot right under the Pitom, that little area over there, that's considered the Hotam. Then you have the Rambam. The Rambam's learning, it's actually the Pitom itself, the stem itself, which is if there's any drop, a dot, on the stem itself, is going to be Pasul. So yeah, now she's giving you the biggest area of Psul, and the other Rishonim have their opinions. Last point to the Gemara says, Natla Pitmato. So what do we say in the Mishnah? If the Pitom came off, so it's Pasul. Now how do we learn Pitom? We learn Pitom is the stick. The top of the Etrog, like the mushroom, is called the Shoshanta. But the stick that comes out of the Etrog, that's called the Pitom. So the Gemara says, Tana Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar Nitla Buchnato. He learned the Mishnah, not Pitmato, but he called it Buchnato. Now what is a Buchna? Buchna is a pestle. Do you remember you have the mortar in the pestle? Actually, the picture books, I have a picture of this here, in Kufnun Het. Right? You have to grind it. This is the Buchna. Right? The item, so it's a long stick. So therefore, when it says Pitma in the Mishnah, it's referring to the stick. Which is, even if the Shoshanta fell off, it's still kasher. We're talking about the actual stick itself. Now if you notice, it makes sense because the stick itself, like the stem that's coming out of the Yitrog, it's yellow like the Yitrog, and it's made of the same consistency as part of the Yitrog. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tana, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar, Natla Buchnato. Bimatnita Ava Tani Lahain Natla Pitmato Buchnato. In the Mishnah, he had the word Buchnato. Why? Lefishu Had. Because it's sharp and long. V'asui kemin buchna. Zehu lashon mori hazaken Rabbeinu Yaakov. That's why he learns from Rabbeinu Yaakov. Aval, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Levi mefarish pitmato ve'okso shenem bezanav. He learned it was on the other side. He learned the buchna is on the bottom of the etrog, by the okets. Shenita la'etz mash chutz leguma sheba etrog. Which means, they have the, if you look in the picture books over here, you'll see it. On the bottom, on Kufnun Dad, you see the Buchnato, right? And then you go to Kufnun here, that's the little wood, right, that protrudes out of the bottom of the Etrog. You see in the picture, let's say Kufnun Dad, you have that little wood where it's attached to the tree, right? If that piece comes off, so that's called Buchnato, according to him, and it caused it to have missing. I mean, when it came off, now the Etrog on the bottom is Hasir. Okay, it looks like the orchids came off, and now it's but it's more like the wood was pulled out of it and caused it to be hasis. Let's read that again. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after they get wider than she. Abav, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Levi Yom Mefarish Pitmatov the Okso Shineim Biznav. It's all on the bottom. Okso Shinita La'etz, right? Mas Shechutz Leguma. That's outside of the cavity. Shebeitrog Kasher. Pitmato shenitla sha'okets mitoch ha'etrog. When we say pitmato, means the whole okets from the inner cavity was pulled out, the hasro, and now the etrog is chaser. It's lacking, right? Some of its lefichak pasul. Vayimid etanim v'yitzhak bariv azad natlo buchnato. Mas shenichnas mitoch ha'etrog kebuchna nechnas umake be'asita. Just like a buchna bangs in the bowl itself, in the mortar, so too the buchna is the piece of orchids that's in the hole, in the cavity. That's what it's referring to a buchna. Doesn't the buchna in the bowl? Mm-hmm. So too this orchids, it's in the cavity itself. So if that comes out, it's pasul. If the orchids just falls off, that's okay, because it's not hasir. But when the stick is pulled out, that already makes it hasir. Right? Kebuchna, that's what kebuchna asita. Asita is the bowl. Okay? The mortar. But he likes the first opinion, Nashi, of Rabbeinu Yaakov, Shelo Matzino Bechom Akum Pitma Okets. He said, we never found the word Pitma is used as an Okets, as the bottom of the Etrog. Really, the word Pitom is referring to the top of the Etrog, and if it's referring to the, it's called the Buchna because it's the stick part of it, as opposed to the Shoshanta. And bottom line, the Gemara is saying, if the Okets, if the Pitom comes off, it's going to be Pasul. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.